Turn to your neighbor, tell them it is good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to see you. Now it's time to listen to the word of God. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we worship your holy name. Thank you for this morning that you've given us a chance to sit at your feet, O God, to hear from you, to be taught by your Spirit. And indeed, I pray that even as we settle, that our hearts be open to receive from you. And I just stand as a vessel that you can use to communicate your word, communicate your ministry, to minister comfort to your people, to minister joy to the hearts of the people, O God, to restore the joy of salvation, O God, that indeed may we experience life, may we experience peace in every circumstance that your children are facing, O God, that, Lord, you are going to be the greatest encouragement to them. I thank you and I honor you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I'll introduce myself again. I'm Dr. Emmanuel Soma, pastor.
Oh, Dr. Emmanuel Soma. Oh, Abuna.
And I love the Lord as my personal savior.
Oh, give me Buraba Nanze Mukhi Spito.
Amen.
Amen.
Today we are going to continue our teaching. That we started looking about the fruit of the Spirit. And last week we looked at the fruit of love. And we say that love is the most important because it is what binds everything together. In fact, the commandment of the new covenant is love. And we say that you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and you love your neighbor as you love yourself. And we are able to see all those 14 qualities of love. That love is patient, love is kind. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. It rejoices with the truth. How many do you remember? Is not self-seeking. And we said that you put your name there. And you assess whether you are walking in love. Oh, you are not walking in love. And because the Bible tells us that the fruit of the Spirit, that means it is the product of the work of the Holy Spirit working on your character. Because we say that there are two dimensions of the Holy Spirit. There is the indwelling Spirit. This is the Holy Spirit that comes to regenerate you and make you a believer. And when he has made you a believer, he starts to teach you. The Bible says that you have an anointing within you that teaches you all things. And the more you learn to listen to the Holy Spirit, is the more that your character is built. But then there is also when the Holy Spirit comes upon the believer, and this is what we call the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and God will give you a gift through that baptism of the Holy Spirit. And this gift will enable you to do something for the body of Christ. So the gift is given for others. But the indwelling Spirit is for you and me. And the purpose of the Spirit of God
sabab au hadaf ta roho butarabana
is to produce fruit in our life.
Asambuwele duthimaa tujua hayatana.
Because God desires that everyone to bear fruit.
Rabana endi niya gal aizolo keliwe
and we can read from Galatians chapter 5 verse 22.
Kantaga so Galatia comes like nino shirin.
The Bible says
Bible dikele
but the fruit of the spirit
thimaa bita roho
is love
uo mohaba
joy
fara
peace
salam
patience
sobur
kindness
sokolokwes
goodness
sokolokwes
faithfulness
amana
gentleness and self-control. And the Bible says against such there is no law. And it says, and those who are of Christ, they have crucified the flesh with its passions and its desires. And the Bible says, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk according to the Spirit. So we have said that the fruit of the Spirit is every characteristic that must be in a believer that is mature. So we gauge the maturity of a believer by the fruit that they produce. It is not by the gifts that you show. There are people who can sing very well. And the anointing comes down. But afterwards they are living immoral lives. They have the gift that was given free of charge. But they have not yet submitted themselves to the character building of the Spirit. And the first fruit we looked at last week was love. And today we want to look about at the fruit of joy. We want to understand the fruit of joy. You know, many times when we speak of joy, people confuse it with happiness. People confuse it with excitement.
Excuse me. Ferek bita joy ma happiness station barabi. Sahada yao joy. Fara yao happiness. Very good.
Okay. Uh-huh. You got it.
Got it.
So people confuse joy and happiness.
Nasgi lag ba sahada o fara.
Happiness is very temporary.
Yani fara de o mudakan.
Happiness happens when you have just won the football game.
Yani fara de bi hasili kanta naja.
You are supporter of Brazil.
Ita ungil bi fukura.
Or Argentina.
Or Argentina.
And the game has just won 3-0.
Yala mubarade nasli goal ta.
And the moment the goal enters.
Yata mkwadaka lu goal.
You will find men standing on chairs.
Lu goal rujaya gogi fukarasi.
You will find a big muzee removing his shirt.
Yapa tani gangi la gemisu.
You will be screaming, wah!
Oto kele mi,
Arsenalia!
Arsenalia!
That is excitement.
De farayaude.
That is happiness.
De farayaude.
But that is not joy.
Lakin dema musaada. Sahada.
You see, excitement is very short.
Asante mkun farhande, obes and mudaka.
People look for excitement in many places.
Nas mkun farhan mama hajet kete barao barao.
They look for excitement in alcohol. They will drink. And they will become very happy. They will be greeting everyone. They will be knocking on their door. Do you want money? I will give you money. I will buy for all of you. Because the alcohol has made them happy. But the moment the alcohol has gone down, depression comes. Some people, maybe it is their boyfriend. Or is their girlfriend?
Au habiba bita.
Or is their husband?
Au rajul bita.
Or is even their child?
Au jana bita.
Who they have given the responsibility of being their source of happiness.
Alor lomo ni ani musulia sa mukun farhani.
And human beings are going to let you down.
Yala insan yama insan beside bita.
If you have not yet been heartbroken, I assure you it is coming.
Kanisa magata makasrogel bataki ojai.
Someone was saying you need a photocopy of your heart. So that you give someone the photocopy. But the problem is sometimes you're in love with all your legs inside. And then your heart will be broken. Then you will come with broken pieces to
your
body. What is wrong? You won't understand. You ask, what is the problem? I cannot say. Because the heart has been broken. Because you have dedicated your source of happiness to things that are temporary. To things that are external. To things that men can steal. Maybe it is because you have a big TV at home. One day you will go back home. And you will find that your house, the thieves enter. And there is no more TV. Where you had hidden your money under the bed, they have cut the mattress and they have stolen. This is why you find people hanging themselves. Because they did not know the source of joy. Joy is a deep state of contentment. Is a place of thanksgiving. Is a place of rejoicing that is not at the emotional level. But it is from the place of the spirit. Because joy, true joy, comes from the Holy Spirit. And it stays with you. And it can stay even in times when you are in pain. It can stay even when you are disappointed. It can stay even when men have rejected you. It can stay even when you have been forgotten by your parents. Because joy does not sit in the emotional place, but stays in the soul, in the spirit. And this is something that even David knew. And that is why in Psalm 51 he cries out and says, cast me not away from your presence. And take not thy spirit from me. And he says, restore unto me the joy of your salvation. That means that the joy was coming from being saved. And it is coming from the Holy Spirit. I don't know if you have encountered people who are believers, and every time you meet them, they are always rejoicing. It's like you wonder, but things are not easy. I have one of my friends, he has a hardware there in Kapuri. And every time I visit him, the man is always full of joy. I see the shop be slightly empty. I ask him, Ima, are things okay? He says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And every time I see him, I see that there is a joy that does not come from from his circumstances. He does not come because he's disappointed by people. But this joy is from the Holy Spirit, who is the source of true joy. And you must discover the source of true joy. If you are going to overcome the disappointments of life, there are people who are only happy after their salaries have come. And you can know when the salary has been paid. Because that day they will eat meat. They will greet everyone at home. But after 5 days like this, and they have paid all the debts, and the money is finished, when you greet them, there is no happiness. The face is like a stone, like a lion.
They asked
because they thought the source of their joy
was the
salary. And now the government has not paid people for 1 year. So there is no joy in the country. Everyone is angry.
I zoned at that.
They are all mad. Because the source of joy is when they receive something in their account. The
Bible
teaches us so much about joy. And God wants us to walk in joy. What are some of those things that kill our joy? Because these are some of the many things that will kill your joy. Very common is pain and sickness. It's very hard to find someone rejoicing. Have you seen someone with a painful tooth saying hallelujah? He will just be holding the head like this. Because the enemy wants to kill your joy. He wants to make sure you are disappointed. Disappointment in human relationships. When you are disappointed, it can kill your joy. When you have been abandoned, when you have been rejected, when you have lost a job, maybe you have lost business, people have stolen from you, it can kill your joy. Maybe you have been failing repeatedly. You have done this exam, it has failed. You repeat again, you fail again. Even if it is not you, maybe your child has been failing. It can kill your joy. Maybe it is oppression. People have been oppressing you, stepping on your rights. It can kill your joy. Because you have placed your joy on external things. But I want to tell you today, your joy must come from the Holy Spirit. What are the reasons of killers of joy? When you are not satisfied, you are always discontent. Yes, you have something, but you feel it is not enough. When you are comparing yourself with others, and because you compare yourself with others, you will always feel smaller than the others. Maybe it is resentment and unforgiveness. You have not forgiven them. This will kill your joy. There is also demonic oppression. You know the enemy likes to give you depression.
The
Bible tells us that the man of Gadarenes, he was oppressed by demons. And they tied him with chains. And the Bible tells us that day after day he lived in the caves alone. And he will be crying alone in those caves. He will cut himself with sharp stones. The demons were causing him to be depressed. Maybe decisions have not gone your way. Or your plans have failed. You had high expectations, but they have been disappointed. Maybe you have been trusting God for a child, the child is not coming. Oh, you expected to be rich by now in your business and you are in losses. Or maybe you are being abused and everyone looks down upon you. You need the joy of the Holy Spirit. So why is joy important? Because it comes from God. And it is a place of rest. When you understand the joy of the Lord, and that the joy of the Lord is your strength, that means you can face every storm. The singer said, with Christ in my heart, I can smile at the storm. Joy is a demonstration of your faith. Because joy comes from revelation. It comes from revelation of what God has said about you. What God has called you to be. What God has done in the past. What God is doing in the present. And what God will do for you in the future. The people who lack joy, they don't remember what God has done for them in the past. They don't look back and see how God has helped them in the past. They have no idea what God is doing now. Hagar was crying with a boy.
Hagar.
The water had finished. The bread had finished. And she put the boy far. And said, I cannot watch the boy die. And God spoke to her and told her, I have heard the cries of the boy. Open your eyes and see the well of water. God did not create a new well. The well was there. That means that your help is not far away from you. Your help is already with you. But you just need your eyes to be open. You need God to open your eyes to see what He is already doing. When you see what God is doing, then you can laugh at those who are laughing at you. Because the Bible says that he who sits in heaven, he laughs. God is laughing at your enemies. And he says, if you are seated with him, also start laughing. I tell you, there are times you'll be disappointed. Maybe you have just lost a pregnancy. If you turn that situation to joy, and you start to praise God, and you start to rejoice, I tell you, God can do something new in your life. Restoration will come in ways you cannot believe. Hannah went to cry before God. She cried. I want a child. She cried until there was no words coming out of her mouth. This her mouth was just and Eli the high priest came and saw her. He said, woman, why are you still drunk at this time? Leave this thing of alcohol alone. She said, I am not drunk. But I am in pain. But there is something that happened. When the woman, when Eli said, okay, God has heard your prayer. She said that she got up. She washed her face. And the Bible says she was never sad again. What changed? There was a revelation that her prayers has been answered. Faith,
iman,
activates joy. The reason people are crying is because they don't know God. If you knew God that owns the cattle on a thousand hills, that loves you even when you do not love him, that has forgiven you, he remembers your sins no more. There is nothing that they can hold your past against you. Then your joy can come again. And you say, you know what? I might have only one shot. But in heaven, I will be clothed with the glory of God. I may not have food, but I am a child of God. So joy is a demonstration of your faith. Is your confidence in God is a product of revelation. Joy enables you to focus on God's goodness rather than on your problem. Joy will shift your eyes from your present problem to look at the goodness of God. The people, when you are worrying, you are magnifying your problem. But if you magnify God, your problem will become so small that it will disappear. I tell you, joy is a decision. It's a decision that you have to make. The Bible tells us in James chapter 1 verse 4, he says, I've counted pure joy. Verse 2, sorry. James 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. That means that it is your necessary for you to count it all joy. Count it all joy even in trouble. That means it is you to decide. You call it a problem. Me, I call it a
process.
You know oil comes from crushing. The enemy thinks he's destroying you. But God is taking you through a process that will teach you to depend on Him. God wants you to only depend on Him. That you will not say it was my effort that I became. You will not think that it was my wisdom that took me where I am. You will not think it was your English that helped you. Some people believe it is their English that will give them jobs. But favor.
Like in fear, favor.
Promotion.
Name.
Comes from God alone. You know God.
Rabuna.
Wants us to approach Him with joy. When you're praying to God. Wash your face. If you want to cry, finish the crying first. But then when you come to God, the Bible tells us, enter His gates with thanksgiving. Psalms 100 verse 4, enter His gates with thanksgiving. And His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him. And bless His name. That means that joy is the protocol by which we must approach God. Pray to God with joy. Deal with God with joy. We must rejoice over the right things. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4.
Philippians 4.
Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. That means that there is a time that you have to choose to rejoice in the Lord. Because there is a time where it is a sacrifice. It is painful. But you say, God, I rejoice in Your
goodness.
I rejoice in Your faithfulness. I rejoice in advance of what You are doing. Joy will cure discouragement. Joy will break the spirit of comparison. Always comparing yourself with people. If you compare yourself, the Bible says only fools compare themselves to one another. Because there will always be someone better than you. There will always be someone at your level. And there will always be someone lower than you. Will that ever change? No. So if you are comparing yourself, you are guaranteeing yourself to be disappointed. Let us look at some verses that the Bible speaks about joy. Romans chapter 14 verse 17. It says that the kingdom of God is not about eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. That means if you are in the kingdom of God, it's not just about eating meat and what, no. But righteousness. That you stay righteous before God. But beyond righteousness, God gives you his peace. That peace in the midst of the storm. And joy in the Holy Spirit. Because we say that the source of joy is the Holy Spirit in your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us look at Ephesians chapter 5,
Ephesians
verse 17 to 21. The Bible says, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the Lord's will is. And do not be drunk with wine, which is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, in hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks to God always in all things in the name of the Father. God is saying that people in the world, they look for happiness in alcohol. But God is saying you can find joy in the Holy Spirit. But you can be filled with the Spirit. And how can you be filled with the Spirit? It says speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. What means that if you are discouraged and you start to sing a song and you start to sing and maybe you are just doing something or someone has just abused you and you just say the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. What do you feel in your spirit? Your spirit starts to wake up.
While your heart starts to be boom.
And your spirit starts to become strong. And you start to say,
hey, Brother Kelly,
I am more than a conqueror.
And as well be gillible.
I am more than a victor.
And as well be gillible.
I can overcome this.
And I be gillible.
Because
this.
He lives.
As I know,
I can face tomorrow. When you sing, you are filled with the Spirit.
Malaita be roho.
And the Spirit awakens. And the joy comes in your spirit. And you say, I can start again. I may have failed before, but I can do it again. I may have been disappointed before, but it is not the end of me. Many may have rejected me, but I am loved by God. I may look like a failure to men, but to God I am his best. He made me in his image. He says I am rich. You see, when you are filled with the Spirit and you start to speak the psalms, that means you are speaking the word of God to yourself. You are releasing revelation. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you are facing problems, open the Bible. Start to read what God is saying. When he says, I knew you. When you were formed in your mother's womb. I created you fearfully and wonderfully made. So even if you think I'm ugly, that's your own problem. God took his time to make me fearfully and wonderfully. He decided my color. He decided that even if I try to lose weight, I will always be fat. He decided this is my height. He decided that I'm going to be, whether it is thin or tall, that is how God made me. If you don't love me, someone will love me. When you walk like this as a girl, it won't matter who is disturbing you. It won't matter who is whistling for you. You say, I am God's best. I am a daughter of the Most High. And if you are not the one, God will bring mine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let us 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. The Bible says, rejoice always. That means that it is continuous. It says, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. God wants you to always be rejoicing. And you are not rejoicing on temporary things. Because temporary things will fail you. But if you rejoice in God, God can never fail. God can never disappoint you. God is your friend. Let us look at another verse. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 10. Paul was speaking about their troubles as apostles. He says that they are always being handed over to death. And he says they are a sorrowful. They look like people who are sorrowful. But always they are rejoicing. They are poor. Yet they are making many rich. They look like they have nothing. But they possess everything. Can you imagine? Jesus said, all things in heaven and earth have been given to me, and I give them to you. That means all things are yours. You look like you have nothing, but you possess everything. The people of Nehemiah wanted to cry because the Bible was found, the scroll was found. And when it was read to them, and they started to weep. And in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, the Bible says that then he said to them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions to those whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Joy.
Amen. Look at Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 19.
Habakkuk Salata Sabatasha and Satasha.
He says, though the fig tree may blossom, may not blossom, no fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like the deer's feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have learnt about joy. We are told to rejoice always. But how can we grow joy? The fruit of joy in our lives. Number one, we have spoken about it. Read and meditate on the Word of God. When you read and meditate on the Word of God, it will build your faith. And it will give you understanding of what God has said. And you will not go through fear or unbelief.
Adam Iman.
Number two, you need to pray continuously and more in the Spirit. And when you pray in the Spirit, then you are filled with the Spirit. Anyone who starts to pray in the Spirit, you start to pray in tongues, all of a sudden you realize strength came again. Why? Because as you are praying, you are being filled with the Spirit. And as you pray, God releases a voice in your heart. And He will give you revelation for your situation. Your problem is one prayer away. Pray until you receive an answer. Until you receive the peace of God. Then you will know that it has been answered. And when you are sure it has been answered, then wash your face. Wipe your tears. And do not be sad again. Just keep rejoicing. Number three. Listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit concerning a situation. When you know the will of God, obey it. Many people ask God, show me the way. And many even know the way, but they're not ready to obey. If you obey the Spirit, you will walk in prosperity. If you obey the Spirit, you will find your wife or husband. When you obey the Spirit, you will do well in school. Listen to the voice of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit will tell you, wake up and pray. The Holy Spirit will remind you have not read your Bible. The Holy Spirit will tell you, don't shout at this pastor. The Holy Spirit will tell you, call your brother. The Holy Spirit will remind you to send some money to your parents. There are things that God wants to do for you, but He also needs your obedience. He needs your obedience. The Holy Spirit will tell you to leave that relationship that is causing you to sin. Leave it. It will pain you. But when you obey God, you will walk in victory. Number four, you need to watch out your thoughts and also your words. There are people, everything they speak is negative. Everything they think is negative. When you ask them, how are you? Anataban.
Anataban. Oh, I'm tired.
How are the situation? Things are hard. How are you going to do it? I think I'm going to fail. Now what?
Their
spirit and life.
Roho haya.
The Bible tells us,
Baba Mikele Mgal,
as a man thinketh,
Zezo Gifekir,
so is he.
Oh, that is the album.
The power of life and death is in the tongue. That means what you see around your life, you have been creating it with your words. Oh, this wife of mine is always difficult. Oh, this husband of mine is always stupid. He will become more stupid. She will become more difficult. Because your words have given demons power to
act.
But when you speak right, your child, yes, might be difficult. But you say, this child is going to be the best. He's going to be number one. He's going to be well behaved. Your thoughts create. The Bible says, Ephesians 3:20. Now God, who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above, much more than you can ever think or imagine. There is a realm where your thoughts are your prayers. There is a place where your thoughts are your prayers. Because God listens to your mouth, He also listens to your thoughts. He listens to your inner man. Because both of you are speaking. That is why salvation, you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart. Those two have to speak the same language. There are people who come to say, let me just be saved so that people can think I am saved. Their mouth is saying one thing, their heart is saying another thing. There are people who say, God, I need you to heal me today. But the heart is saying, even if it's tomorrow, no problem. Now God is wondering, which one should I answer? That is why James says that a double-minded man should not expect to receive anything from the mouth. Because the mouth is speaking one thing, but the inner man is saying another thing. Someone is telling you, welcome for food, but his heart is saying, please don't wash your hands.
Don't come.
So he's double? He's double-minded. Hallelujah. The battery is finished. It's telling me I've spoken too much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many points to finish? Three. Wait. Number five.
Numero come, sir.
Count it all joy. When you face trials. See beyond your present circumstances. When you see through the eyes of faith, you will always have joy. You think I am poor, but I am rich.
Hallelujah.
You think I am ugly, but I am beautiful, because I am seeing what God is seeing. You don't love me, but God loves me, and that is the most important love. So I walk in joy.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, we do not fix our eyes on the things which are seen, but on things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary. That pain is temporary. But the things which are not seen are eternal.
choose
hazel
to see
asante bae no
the eyes of faith
na uyulbita iman
and you will have joy.
Number
6.
Number 6.
We say purpose to rejoice in the Lord always. It is a decision to be faithful. And number 7.
Number 7.
Be filled with the Spirit. Make music to the Lord.
Music
one of the signs of a healthy spirit. Is there's a song that comes from your spirit. You are not thinking about it. But your inner man is alive. And the Holy Spirit within your spirit rejoices. Elizabeth. Mary came to visit her.
Maria Jacobizuru.
And the Bible says, my spirit. The baby within me leaped for joy. That means even the newborn baby recognized the Holy Spirit and jumped for joy. And he said, my spirit. Oh, she was filled with the Spirit. And she said, blessed are you among women. And blessed is the child you carry. I tell you, when you are filled with the Spirit, you will always be having heavenly music in your heart. There is a song of joy in your heart. Things are tough, but you are saying, this is a day of joy.
Ah! Wow.
Is it a good thing to have the joy of the Spirit? The Bible says, Psalms 30, verse 4 to 5. The final part says, weeping may endure for a night. But joy comes in the morning. After every night, there is morning. The season you are in looks like the night. The Bible says there was evening and there was morning. That means today is your night. But tomorrow is your morning. Weeping may endure for the night. But joy comes in the morning. I want us to pray. Let us stand. We have spoken about joy. Maybe you are there, you are disappointed. And you need joy from the Spirit. I want you to lift up your hands and start asking God. Ask God to give you the joy of the Spirit. Speak to your Father. He is your Father. Father, we thank you.